We're visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you lost a lot of scoring, especially with Landon Boss going to Butler to play football. But what do you have to work with this year as you graduate a couple of seniors that played really big roles for you guys?
Yeah, you kind of touched on that. We graduated 95% of our scoring off of last year's team, and you know, we've had a little bit of success with that group of kids, and kind of in a way it kind of feels like I don't want to say starting over, but in a sense that's kind of what's happening. You know, we do return our starting point guard in Cooper Parsons, and we also return Kaysen Parsons from last year's team. But on the other hand, they didn't score a ton. You know, they understood their roles, and, you know, they distributed the ball and played good defense and all those other things, but they didn't score a ton. So, you know, we're looking for kids right now that can maybe put the ball in the basket, but, you know, they've also got to be able to defend and rebound, and there's so many facets of the game of basketball that, you know, we're trying to find kids that are good at all of it, and we're just in that process right now trying to figure out if I had a game tonight, I really honestly could not tell you who my starting five would be. I mean, I kind of have an idea of a couple of them, but after that, to be fair to the kids, I really honestly don't know right now. But by the end of the week, I'm going to have to decide that, and it'll be a start for us. I mean, we're kind of in a process of what's going to happen, not at the beginning of the year, but we're looking at where are we at Christmas, where are we at the midseason tournament time, where are we at by the end of the year. You know, that's what we're shooting for. So it's a process for us throughout the whole year.
You mentioned about the Parsons, but any other guys that maybe new that maybe kind of impressed you in practice that maybe could help you contribute here early before Christmas?
You know, for me to answer that question, I would have to list off about 8 kids, and I'm not going to do that right now just because, in fairness to the kids, I mean, I don't really know. I'm not fudging on this one bit. I really don't know. One day, one set of kids will look pretty good, and then we'll move to another drill that might be a defensive drill, and they're, like, completely lost on the defensive end of the floor. And then the next set of drills might be offensive rebounding or defensive, who knows, and we'll have a whole different set of kids that look pretty good at that. And, you know, we're just young, and we're inexperienced, and we're just going through that whole process right now. So I really can't answer that question. I really can't, and I probably won't.
Yeah, I know it's tough for you to say that, but for visiting with Osage City head boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you start the season on Friday at Northern Heights. You know, they have a new coach as well, and they're probably working on some things as well. And then I believe next week you go to Central Heights for a tournament, and that's always a challenging tournament as well. So you feel like these first 2 weeks are going to have you guys, you know, see where things work out and see what and putting all the pieces together?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you go through these first 3 weeks of practice, and every coach goes through it. You get to your practice, you do what you think you need to be working on, and you're trying to figure out your X's and O's and teaching your fundamentals and what are important to your program and so on and so forth. And then you end up playing that first game, and when you're done with that first game, it's like, oh my gosh, we are not very good at this aspect of the game. We can't rebound. We can't shoot the ball very well right now. You know, there's a whole series of things. So that's what this beginning part of the season is about. You know, we're kind of thrown into the fire. We turn right around and we play on next Friday or the Monday. We play Friday, Monday, and we really don't have time to practice in between, which, you know, that might be good and might be bad. I don't know. We'll just wait and see. But we do play Olathe Heritage in the first round game of the Central Heights tournament, and we do host those first two games at our place. I think we have I know we have Olathe Heritage, and Santa Fe Trail plays West Franklin on both the boys and the girls side, and those games are at Osage. And then on Thursday the winners play each other and the losers play each other. And the way that tournament's set up, I really love it because the consolation bracket is set up on Friday. So if you're playing for fifth and seventh, you go to Central Heights and play those games on Friday. If you're playing for first or third, you end up going to Central Heights on Saturday and you play those games then. So it's kind of set up in a sub-state format, but with just a little bit of a twist. So, yeah, and we're playing Northern Heights right off the bat. It's a new coach for them. Their assistant coach is my son, which will be exciting. So I have an assistant coach coaching over at Northern Heights, and it's my son, and then the assistant coach at Lebo is my son as well. So I guess that might mean I'm just getting old at this game where I'm finally coaching against some of my own kids. So that'll be kind of fun.
Well, Coach, that should be fun on Friday, seeing one of your sons on the opposite side of the bench. I know with Duncan being over at Lebo, I think you guys see him at the end of the year. But, Coach, best of luck on Friday night at Northern Heights, and best of luck in the Central Heights tournament. And we'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds great.
That is Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.